for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Or LHBCOnline.com.
There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Tuesday afternoon, December the 28th, 2010. Bo Fisher is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Put on the Whole Armor of God. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The heart of the Lord is that all should come to repentance and be saved. And until that time, it's goodwill towards men. It's prodigal come home. It's God loves you. That is the shoes of the gospel of peace. Okay, let's turn back to Ephesians 6. Okay, let's look at verse 16. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. The shield of faith. What is faith? You don't have to answer. We could come up with probably as many different definitions of faith as there are people here in the room, and probably all of them would be right. But here's one definition of faith: trusting God in the face of adversity. Trusting God and His faithfulness in the face of adversity. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. It's the next page over from where you are right now. Probably. Philippians 2, look at verse 13. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. That's one way of trusting God. Of having the shield of faith is realizing that it's God who wants to work His work in you. You're not like left here in the world to sort of try real hard to do better and be nicer to more people. You're a new creature. His Holy Spirit lives inside of you. Jesus Christ Himself lives inside of you. There's something that He wants to do in you and through you. Remember what we said yesterday? God's Son, the devil's master, man's servant. He wants to turn you into a son. He wants you to kick the devil, right? That's the devil's master. Undo the works of the devil and serve man. But He wants to do it through you. That's why He lives inside of you. That's what it says here. It is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. And part of the shield of faith is realizing that there's work to be done, but it's really God's work. And He wants to do it in it, through me, with me. We're co-laborers. I don't have to just make my muscles, so to speak, so strong that I do the work all by myself. We're doing it together. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. You're in union with God. He's doing it, but you're doing it. You're doing it together. He's doing it in you and through you. You're doing it, but you're doing it with the power and the grace that He supplies. So who's really doing it? It's kind of a mystery, huh? But that's part of what faith is. Now there's another verse. You don't have to turn there, but it's Philippians 4:13. I'll read it to you. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. How's that for a statement of faith? Isn't that, in a sense, taking up the shield of faith? Wouldn't that quench at least one or two fiery darts of the wicked one? The wicked one says, you can do nothing. You can do nothing and I'm going to weaken you. Or you can do a few things, but there are some things you can't do. And first of all, God's mad at you and against you. And I'm going to weaken you and I'm the devil and I'm big. And this has all gotten out of hand and it's all your fault and you did it to yourself anyway. So what you should probably do is go play computer games or go to the buffet or look at pornography or check out somehow and then come back to it later. This is part of the way that the devil works. But when you can say no to all those things, which is a wide variety of things that I just said, and say, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, the devil is weakened just by that recognition and that statement. And you are strengthened, and you begin to rise up and become who you really are, which is a son of God, the devil's master and man's servant. I'm going to go to another one. You don't have to turn there. Psalm 18, verse 29. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. It's a statement of faith that will quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. Because one day a troop, you may imagine if you woke up one morning and you're getting ready to leave for work or whatever you do in the day, and you open the windows and there's a troop out in your yard, right? And they have big banners and posters and they say, DeGuayo, Joseph, you're going down today. DeGuayo is, you know, what they sang when they marched against the Alamo. We're not taking any prisoners today. So if you're from Texas, everybody knows what that means, right? It's like a... And there's a troop out in your yard. How are you going to handle that? Well, the Bible says, by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. Right? So in faith, so to speak, not a problem. We can take care of that. It's only one troop. Right? It's not like we need a Texas Ranger or anything like that. It's just a troop. We can take care of that. It's just more Texas folklore. You know how many Texas Rangers they have? They only assign one Texas Ranger per 30,000 people. So if like there's a big problem and they have like 60,000 thugs, then they'll, in a problem town, then they'll send like two Texas Rangers. But anything less than that, they just send one. Texas Rangers are like natural. They're a natural symbol of what we are to be in a spirit, right? By you, I can run against a troop, and by my God, I can leap over a wall. How could one chase 1,000 and two chase 10,000 except that their God was with them? But your God is with you. Your God lives inside of you, and the spirit of him who raised up Christ from the dead lives inside of you. How much more shall he not give life to your mortal flesh and give you every other thing that you need today too? Amen? Okay, I'm going to read one more verse to you. It's in Romans 8, 37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. That means that you are more than a conqueror. This is a true truth in the spirit world. This is something to rise up to. This is what Brother Clement was talking about earlier today. To live out, to know that I am more than a conqueror, and I will walk as more than a conqueror today. Anything that makes me think, feel, whatever, something less than a conqueror is a lie. It is of the devil, and it needs to be displaced, destroyed, cast behind me, whatever, because I'm going to walk as a conqueror. I'm going to walk as a conqueror when it comes time to witness to somebody about Jesus. I'm going to walk as a conqueror when it comes time to pray for someone that's tormented, to cast a demon out of them. I'm going to walk as a conqueror when it comes time to pray for somebody who may be sick, to heal them. And in fact, I'm going to walk as a conqueror even if I encounter someone who is dead. Doesn't happen every day. But that's my commission, is to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. I don't know about you, but I don't wake up in the morning feeling like I could raise the dead, right? Okay? It's good to drag out of bed. You can make it all the way into the kitchen to get the cup of coffee. But I was convicted by Brother Clement's thing today. Like, no, that is a bad attitude. I'm in there. Yes, I had three cups of coffee at lunch. But the thought kept coming to my mind, I need another cup of coffee. Okay? And I would say, no, I do not need another cup of coffee. I want another cup of coffee. The other cup of coffee is going to get useful. But if I get interrupted, if I don't get that other cup of coffee, it doesn't matter. I don't need that cup of coffee, right? I'm going to stir myself up in the Spirit. I don't need any coffee. I have the Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead living inside of me. I don't need that much sleep. I don't need that much food. I don't need that much anything. We'll turn to, you don't have to turn there. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession. King James says, thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus, right? How often does he cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus? How often does he lead us in triumphal procession? Always. That's to be our daily bread, our continual experience. Anything less than that is a substandard Christian experience. So should we bring the Bible down to our experience, or should we bring our experience up to the Bible? Bring our experience up to the Bible. Back in Ephesians 6. verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. Turn with me. I want you to turn in your Bibles now to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, verse 12. Hebrews 10, verse 12. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Stop right there. What does that mean? That means it is finished. Just like he said on the cross, it is finished, paid in full. Look at verse 14. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Look at verse 17. Then he adds, I will remember their sins and their lawless deeds no more. I will remember Joseph's sins and lawless deeds no more. It's good news, amen, right? Because that means he remembers both sins and lawless deeds no more either. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer any offering for sin. What does that mean? There's no longer any offering for sin. It means there's no need for you to pay anymore. Anything. There's no need for payment. The penalty has been paid. Forgiveness has been offered, extended, secured, accepted, cha-ching, done, stamped, saved. Look at verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, skip down to 22 for clarity's sake, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Is that good news? That's very good news. The blood of Jesus is a lot better than any good works you can do, than any good you can be. Turn over to Hebrews 6, just a couple pages back. Look at verse 17, Hebrews 6, 17. So when God desired to show more convincingly to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it with an oath. We made reference to this yesterday. So that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled for refuge might have strong encouragement. King James says strong consolation to hold fast to the hope set before us. What that means is, it says God has promised to bless you. He has promised. He has promised to bless you because he promised to bless Abraham and you're in Abraham. And just in case you're having trouble believing his promise, he swore an oath to perform his promise. So the promise was enough, right? Because the promises of God, is that worth bank? Can you bank on the promise of God? But just in case that wasn't good enough, even though that's as good as it gets, he swore it with an oath, just so you'd know for sure. And it says that this is like an anchor going inside the veil, into the very holy of holies at the mercy seat. You know what an anchor looks like? It's got two prongs. I can't make my fingers quite do that, you know. But, you know, like got these two prongs. Here's one prong, God's promise. Here's the other prong, his oath to perform his promise. And those things are hooked onto the very mercy seat of God, inside of the Holy of Holies in heaven. Now that is a strong tether. Doesn't matter where the storms of life take you, how the seas rage, how the lightning flashes and the winds blow, that's secure. I'm going to turn, you don't have to go there, to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Remember what we're talking about. We're talking about the helmet of salvation, being saved from God's wrath. I'm not going to turn to it and read it again, but you remember we looked already at Romans 8, verse 38 and 39. It says, I'm sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's the helmet of salvation to put on your head. Now we're going to turn back to Ephesians 6. We begin to wrap this up and get ready to pray. Ephesians 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. If I haven't made it clear so far yet, I think that it's critically important that you know the Word of God. The Bible says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." It says that in Psalm 119. It also says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto, or by guarding them according to your word." As I look around the room, I don't see that many young men. Maybe one or two. But even if you're not a young man, you can still guard your way according to his word. There are still plenty of pitfalls. You could go all the way to 95 years old and still look at a pit and go, "I know I shouldn't do that. I think I'll do it anyway." Have I quoted a lot of Bible verses? Did we go to a lot of Bible verses in these notes? Did I quote a lot of them off of my head? You could tell I didn't look them up, like I just knew them. How do you do that? By reading the Word, opening it up, reading it, read it. See, before I'm a preacher, I'm a disciple. Before I'm a pastor, I'm a disciple. The day may come for whatever reason when I'm not a preacher, when I'm not a pastor, but I'll still be a disciple because that's the foundation on which it all rests. Any other ministry flows out of that. Read your Bible. I mentioned you can take notes and then go back and look up the scriptures. Another way is to read the one-year Bible. Sometimes it's discouraging to read the one-year Bible because you get convicted to read the Word of God. And it's August, and you don't want to go and start in, you know, 2 Chronicles, your daily Bible reading. But guess what? New Year's Day is coming up on Saturday. There's still 2 or 3 days to get to the Christian bookstore. Get you a one-year Bible. They've got it in every single kind of version you want. They've got one. If you don't like that, that's not the way I do it. You can go to, like, what is it, oneyearbible.com, if you have a computer and a printer. Go to oneyearbible.com, and you can print it out, the daily reading. And I slip it in my Bible. I took it out so it wouldn't fall out while I was up here. But I just read it in my own Bible. That way I know, you know how you like your own Bible. Or if you don't like that, they've got it in the little daily calendars, those page-a-day calendars, and you can rip off a page a day. If you don't have a computer, you can go to any Christian bookstore and ask for the page-a-day one-year Bible, and it's a little bitty calendar, and each day it's got a daily reading. And if you start on January the 1st and you go to December the 31st, you will have read the whole Bible through in 1 year. If you don't want to get that fancy, and if you're really cheap, and you don't have a computer, okay, I mean, you throw me the distractions, throw me the objections. Open your Bible at the beginning and read 3 chapters. And then the next day, open it up again and read the next 3 chapters. And the next day, open it up and read the next 3 chapters. And then when you get to the end, go back to the beginning and read 3 chapters. And then read 3 chapters. Just repeat that for the rest of your life and you'll be fine. Chris Simpson, who I've already said mentored me, he said absolute rock bottom minimum. He just made it as a casual reference. He wasn't trying to teach me anything. I just caught it and always remembered it. That absolute rock bottom minimum, you ought to at least read a psalm every other day. So there are days when, you know, I went to psalm, you know, like one of those really short ones, like Psalm 117. I read 2 verses there. I read my psalm. Do something. Just do something. Remember the promise. Remember the stakes. Jesus studied so that he could quote scriptures at the devil. Remember how when the devil came to him in the wilderness with temptations, he countered it with scripture. You can do the same thing. Okay, and then the last verse we're going to look at here in Ephesians 6, before we pray. Ephesians 6:18. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Prayer. That's the balance to the Word. That's the Word and the Spirit. The Word of God and prayer. It says here to pray. It says in 1 Corinthians 5, I think it is, pray at all times, right? Praying at all times. And one thing you can do, we've already mentioned to it, is every single day have a daily quiet time. Every day have a daily quiet time. We have small groups in our church. Just to be a member of the small groups, you have to commit to having a 30-minute quiet time every single day. Otherwise, you can't be a part of the group. Because otherwise, you'll be dependent. You'll come to the group and you'll just want to get ministry. But sooner, the idea is that ultimately you'd learn maybe not to just have to have somebody change your diapers, but maybe you'll be able to get to the bathroom yourself before there's a need to change a diaper, right? Isn't that what you do when you raise children? You want them to grow up, and then ultimately they grow up and they change other people's diapers. That's what growing in Christ is. But you don't grow if you don't spend time in devotional time with the Lord. Tongues, that's one way to pray. Pray at all times. You can pray in the Spirit. You can pray in tongues at any time. You can pray in tongues when you're driving in the car. You can pray in tongues when you don't have anything to pray about, when you can't think of anything to pray about. You can pray in tongues when you're distracted. You can pray in tongues when you're tempted. You can pray in tongues when you're busy cutting the yard and doing something else, because it doesn't take a lot of concentration. Okay, enough of that. Why don't you stand? We're going to put on the armor of God. I'm going to show you how I do it, and you can repeat with me, and then I'm going to give you a handout that will remind you later so you can do it again if you want. Or you can do something else. What I do is I take these scriptures that we just went to, not all of them, don't worry, and personalize them, just like our brother Clement. Didn't we do that earlier today? We kind of take those scriptures and we put our own name in it and personalize. I picked up, brother Clement's got a book over there on the table, and I noticed that on the back of it, he's got a scripture. And in the scripture, he put his name in it, Clement. And that's the idea, is personalize the scriptures, internalize it, make it yours. This is a fantastic way to raise yourself up about four notches in the spirit over how you are. Does anybody ever wake up and they're kind of under it? Oh, y'all wake up and you're totally in the spirit, ready to go. You jump out of bed. You're saying, is there anyone I can minister to? Come on. Okay, you wake up, you're under it. You're thinking about situations. You're worried. You're concerned. You're fretting, this and that. Well, this is a way to kind of remember, oh, yeah, that's right. It's not all about me and mine and my problems, and there's a God in heaven, and there's something other than just me and my problems. I want you to repeat after me. Jesus, I bless you. I put on the whole armor of God. I put on the belt of truth. You are the truth. Jesus is full of grace and truth. I'm a son of truth. I'm a representative of truth. I'm here to bear witness to the truth. I accept this ministry. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit of truth. When I encounter lies, give me courage today to stand up for the truth. In Jesus' name. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. I thank you that I am not condemned. I thank you that you're for me. I thank you that you justify me. I thank you that I have peace with God. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. In Jesus' name. I put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. Thank you, Father, for sending a messenger to bring me the good news of God's love so that I could become your child. I step forth today into the world as an ambassador for Christ, a messenger bearing glad tidings of the kingdom. That Satan, death, and hell are defeated. That sin is forgiven. That the power of sickness and disease is broken. And that God's heart is for peace and reconciliation. I take up the shield of faith. Thank you, Father, that it is you who are working through me. That I need fear nothing. That I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. By you I can run against a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. In all things I'm more than a conqueror. through Him who loves me. Thanks be to God, who always causes me to triumph in Christ and leads me in triumphal procession. I put on the helmet of salvation. Thank you, Father, that you've already paid for my sins through Christ, that I need never pay anything again. Thank you that my sins are not only forgiven, but forgotten. That I can have confidence in your presence because of the blood of Jesus. Because you have promised you'll never leave me or forsake me. That you'll bless me. That you'll do me good. That you'll help me. Your name is faithful. I believe in your faithfulness. I'm delivered from God's wrath. Nothing can separate me from your love. I take up the sword of the Spirit and commit to prayer. If you will pray something like that, doesn't have to be long, it could be longer than that, you will change the spiritual climate in which you stand. Things will begin to happen in the spirit world. Demons will begin to be discouraged and threatened. Angels will probably come into the room. You will stir your spirit. You will stir up the gift that's inside of you. The Holy Spirit inside of you will begin to rise up. Your spirit will be strengthened. And you will begin to have a different perspective on the world. Now, I'd like to pray deliverance for you. If you want to, you can sit down. It's okay. You've been here a long time. You can sit down. But I want to pray about these things because there's one of the greatest things that we struggle with is unbelief and with passivity. And so I want to come against those things right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I command all spirits of unbelief to come out of God's people. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you, unbelief. Loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Loose them. Come up and come out in the name of Jesus. I command all unbelief to leave. Go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I command unbelief to come up and come out. I rebuke you, unbelief, in the name of Jesus. Unbelief that's come in through worldly, unbelief that's come in through passivity, unbelief that's come in through bad theology or bad doctrine, in the name of Jesus, unbelief that's come in through disuse, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, I break your power, I command you to release the people, go in the name of Jesus, go, go, go in the name of the Lord, I break the power of unbelief. This is called the Christian faith, we are called believers, in the name of Jesus, I break the power of unbelief, I command unbelief to go, I command all belief to go from these believers. I say in the name of Jesus, you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and unbelief has no right, no place. I command all unbelief to go. I rebuke unbelief. Everything that would dull the sharp edge of God's word, I break your power. Everything that would make God's voice seem far away and unclear, I rebuke you. I break your power in Jesus' name. Everything that would cause you to be lethargic or passive about God's presence, about the work of God, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, I break your power, I command you to go, I strike you down and command you to come out of the people in Jesus' name. Go, go, go in the name of Jesus. Go, go, loose them. Go, unbelief. In the name of Jesus, go. All lethargy and passivity, I break your power. Go in the Spirit. Go, passivity. I break the power of passivity. Spiritual passivity, spiritual sluggishness, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. I break your power. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Loose the people and come out. All passivity in the name of Jesus. We stir up God's people in Jesus' name to do the works of the kingdom, to witness for the faith, to bring down the works of darkness in Jesus' name, to cast demons out of people, to heal the sick in Jesus' name, to go and to bring the kingdom into all the world in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. We break your power, Satan. Everything that holds God's people back from that, we break your power. Everything that says to these saints Every spirit that says to them, not you, you can't, that's for other people, there's no way, you could not be used that way, you've got too much sin, you're too old, you're too fat, you're too whatever, you're too poor, you've got too much on your plate, in the name of Jesus, you need more deliverance, you may need more deliverance, but not to preach God's word and to do the works of the kingdom. We command all those spirits to go, all those discouraging spirits to go, all those lying spirits to go, in the name of Jesus. You are the army of God, you're already a equipped. You can get more equipment, that's fine, but use what you've got. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Go, spirits that say that it's not now, now's not the time, not you. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Go, I rebuke you, discouraging spirits. I command all passive and discouraging spirits to go and loose God's people in Jesus' name. Everything that holds these people back from fulfilling the kingdom and fulfilling Christ's ministry, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command you to go. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Every guilt, I command every guilt in the name of Jesus to go. All guilt, shame, condemnation, accusation, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All guilt about stuff you've done in the distant past, I rebuke you, I break your power, it's under the blood in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. All guilt about things that you've done recently in the name of Jesus, that's no less forgiven. There is no time frame in the name of Jesus. Once it's confessed, it's forgiven. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. All guilt, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Ira vosso toro benibu shuna mantinimu sata karebu siatarebe. Erna manianda vosso. In the name of Jesus, I command all lying to go. I rebuke lying. Lying, the tendency towards deception, towards lying. In the name of Jesus, telling untruths, not being completely truthful, not being forthright and honest. I rebuke the lying spirit. I rebuke the tendency to lie, to be dishonest, to obscure the truth in the name of Jesus, to try to guide this conversation in a certain way. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Lying spirits, I break the power of generational lying in Jesus' name. Generational curses of lying, I break them over every person that's listening in Jesus' name. I command all lying spirits, all lies, anything that would cause God's people to fudge the truth, to tell an untruth, to obscure the truth, I rebuke you, I break your power, I command you to go. Guilt about lying, guilt about lies told in the past, I break the power of all guilt, of all lies told in the past in Jesus' name. All guilty feelings, all guilty accusations, all condemnation in the mind in Jesus' name, I rebuke you, I break your power in the name of Jesus. All fear of lies, fear of lying, fear of having to tell another lie, in the name of Jesus, I break your power. All the mental dis-ease, not disease, but mental discord and disconnect and dis-ease that comes from lying, I break your power in the name of Jesus. I command peace over God's people in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I again come against guilt. You know why I come against guilt? Because if you feel guilty about your sin, about something that you've done, you're not going to go witness to people. You're not going to go witness to people if you feel guilt. If you are self-conscious about your sin, your temptations to sin, something that you've done in the past, you're not going to go witness to people. You're not going to cast demons out of people. You're not going to lay hands on the sick. You know what? With sin in your life, with guilt on your mind, if you go and witness somebody, they can still get saved. They can still get healed. The demons can still come out of them because it's about them, not about you. So accept God's forgiveness. Repent of whatever it is that you're feeling guilty about. If you're under temptation, give it to Jesus. Say, Jesus, take care of me. If I really give in and yield to this temptation, I'm going to get all messed up. But the point is that the condemnation against you by the devil is meant to keep you from ministry and walking forward. It's not the sin. Sin is a big deal, but it's not about that. It's about the devil trying to keep you from. Have you ever seen a boat? You know how when you're in a boat and it's going along, it raises up in the water? You know how it raises up? In fact, if you engage the motor of a boat, it does not go forward right or go. The first thing it does is it kind of rises briefly, just for a split second, before it begins to go forward. Well, when you get over-concerned about your sin, what happens? And you become sin-conscious rather than Christ-conscious. What happens is that you lose your momentum and you begin to sink back down in the water. And sooner or later, you're just at a dead standstill. What good does that do the kingdom of God? In the name of Jesus, I break the power of sin consciousness. I break the power of guilt. I break the power of being preoccupied with yourself, with your sin, with your weakness, with your failures, with your insufficiencies. In the name of Jesus, apart from Christ, you're absolutely nothing. But in Christ, you are the righteousness of God, the very power of God on earth, the love of God to a needing world. I rebuke you. I break your power. I smash the lies of the devil, the works of the devil to destroy the faith of God's people. I rebuke you. I break your power. I command you to go. I smash through it. In the name of Jesus, I bind powers and principalities. I loose God's people in the name of Jesus. I strike you down in the spirit world. I cancel every demonic assignment, every principality assignment over this group of people to keep them from moving in faith. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. I break your power. I bind you. I bind you in the very heavenlies. And I command all of the spirits and the people to come up and come out. In the name of Jesus, I command you to come up and come out. Every spirit of guilt, shame, condemnation, accusation, fear, unbelief, I command you to come up and come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go! Praise the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. We still have a few minutes, right? Okay. Let's pray. See what the Lord wants to do here. Ishura Bataribia Sarah. Imbere busso to curabala sandara bushan. Ure vestisse de butere si andere vishitereba. In the name of Jesus, I command all spirits of deep hurt to come up and come out. Deep hurt, abuse, wounding, bitter words, unkind things in Jesus' name. Childhood hurts, childhood traumas in Jesus' name. Abuse, molestation in the name of Jesus, I command you to come up and come out. Everything that the devil draws you back to keep you focused on those things in the name of Jesus. God loves you. He forgives you. Forgive the other person. You're going to be free. It's not about you. You don't have to spend the whole rest of your life identifying yourself that way. I'm the person that got left. I'm the person that got touched. I'm the person that got defiled. I'm the person that got used. I'm the person that got abused. I'm the person that got stepped on by other people. I'm the person that got the short end of the stick. Jesus Christ took stripes on His back and died on the cross for your forgiveness, for your healing, for your deliverance, and so that you could identify with Him. He wants you. He wants you just how you are. In the name of Jesus, I command all those spirits to come out, spirits of rejection. I command all rejection to come up and come out in the name of Jesus. Rejection, shame, humiliation, deep hurt. I command you to come up and to come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. All embarrassment, come up and come out in the name of Jesus. Humiliation, come up and come out in the name of Jesus. Feeling ashamed, come up and come out in the name of Jesus. Feeling defiled, feeling marked, feeling like you wear a big sign on you that says, I'm this way. I'm lesser. Come up and come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be free. In the name of Jesus, be set free. In the name of Jesus, I command freedom. I command freedom from those things in Jesus' name. I command freedom from the memories in Jesus' name. I declare and proclaim freedom from the memories in the name of Jesus. From the thing that happened to you back when. From the thing that was told to you that should never have been told to you. That you would never even known about had somebody not told you. Something that was done to you or that happened to you, that was said about you. In the name of Jesus, I break your power, Satan. I command you to loose God's people in Jesus' name. Come up and come out. Every spirit like that, every wound, every hurt, every breach in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, every soul tie be broken, every curse be broken, every demonic spirit that entered in during time of trauma and abuse and crossing of lines, come up and come out in Jesus' name. Come up and come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come up and come out and set them free in the name of Jesus. We loose you. We loose you, Satan, from your assignment, and we break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. Come, Holy Spirit. Come with your powerful ministry, Lord Jesus. Come and go deep into people's lives. Take a few deep breaths, folks. In the name of Jesus, come up and come out, spirits. Take another deep breath. Thank you, Jesus. Siete rebu sota karamo sota karaba. Irebo sota karebu shende rebu shende vidye. In the name of Jesus, I command all fears to come up and come out. Fears of being found out, in the name of Jesus, come up and come out. Fear of being embarrassed, come up and come out. Fear of being humiliated, come up and come out. Fear of being publicly shamed and disgraced, I command you to come up and come out. Fear of having your sin exposed and discovered, I command you to come up and come out. Fear of having people know about what you did, about what was done to you, about your past, I command you to come up and come out. I rebuke you and break your power. All fear in the name of Jesus. All insecurity and self-consciousness, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Loose God's people and go. Go in the name of Jesus. Insecurity and self-consciousness about your appearance, go in the name of Jesus. About your body, go in the name of Jesus. About your past, go in the name of Jesus. About your past failures and relationships, go in the name of Jesus. You spirits that come and attack people when they're asked a question and they have to answer a question and they're embarrassed or ashamed to have to tell the truth about themselves, go, go, go. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, Satan. People of God, God chose you just how you are. He loves you just as you are. He brings you underneath His arm just how you are. He loves you. He accepts you. He sent His Son to die for you. He's covered your sin. He's put away your sin. We hit on this yesterday. We're going to do it again. In the name of Jesus, fear about health conditions, I rebuke you and break your power. I command all fear of health issues to go in the name of Jesus. Preoccupation with health concerns in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I break your power. I command you to go. Fear about your health. Fear about a problem. Fear about heart problems. Fear about diabetes. Fear about aneurysm in the name of Jesus. Fear about cancer. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Fear about the future. In the name of Jesus, go. Fear about how to pay for health conditions. Fear about, in the name of Jesus, fear about not having insurance. I rebuke you. I break your power. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All fear. Now, I'm going to paint a picture for you. If you get down on your knees, if you can, and you turn your eyes to heaven, and you lift your hands to heaven, and you begin to worship Jesus, worship Him in tongues, sing songs to Him, this and that, every single person in this room has at least one thing, maybe several things that will attack them, right? Okay, and for each person it's different. It may be a fear, it may be a lust, it may be whatever it is. But every single one of you, if you can imagine that situation, there's something that would attack you, okay? God knows what that is. So now I'm going to pray. Father, you know what, if each person in this room would sit down, would get down on their knees, raise their hands, raise their eyes, raise their hearts to heaven, and begin to worship you, they would be attacked in one or more particular areas by the devil, because that's your easily besetting sin. That's your area of weakness. That's your area of demonization. That's your area where the devil is able to attack you successfully to keep you from worshiping God and with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord and being changed daily into His image, right? And that's what He wants to do, is keep you from doing that. So whatever those spirits are for each person in this room, I rebuke those spirits, those very spirits. I command you to go, go, go in the name of Jesus. The spirits associated with the easily besetting sin of each person, be it a sin of the mind, a sin of the body, in the name of Jesus, a sin of the heart, I rebuke you. I break your power. I command you to loose each and every one of the people here in this room. Go, go. Every area of demonization, every area of infestation, I strike you down in Jesus' name. We stir that up. We throw that nest on the ground. We throw a rock against that hornet's nest. We command you to go. We stomp on the hornets in Jesus' name. We spray black flag and raid against that hornet's nest. We kill the hornets in Jesus' name. We kill the demons. We strike you down. We break your power in Jesus' name. Go from God's people. Go, go, go. Every spirit. The Bible says that God will drive them out. We drive them out in the spirit. We drive out the demons in the spirit. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Every nagging voice, every area of pride, every whisper of jealousy in the name of Jesus, every voice of judgmentalism, every nagging lust in the name of Jesus, we rebuke you. Every voice of guilt, we rebuke you. We break your power. I command you to go. 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 In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, everybody. There were a few things that we said make God mad. Let's be sure we address those things. In the name of Jesus, all unforgiveness, I break the power of unforgiveness in Jesus' name. All tendencies to unforgiveness, temptations to unforgiveness, demonization in the area of unforgiveness in the name of Jesus, to criticism, to judgmentalism, to hardness of heart, I rebuke you, I break your power, I command you to loose God's people in Jesus' name. All tendencies to hardness of heart and observing religious formalities over alleviating real human suffering in the name of Jesus, that's mercilessness in the name of Jesus. I break the power of mercilessness in Jesus' name, of not being free to extend mercy, of not being free to grant grace in Jesus' name. I rebuke you. I break your power. I command all mercilessness to leave God's people in Jesus' name. The Lord's not quite done yet. Let's just keep praying. In the name of Jesus, I command all cancers to leave in the name of Jesus. Any tumors, any cancers, any precancerous conditions in the name of Jesus. Any nodules, any fibrous masses in the name of Jesus. Any cancers on the skin in the name of Jesus. Any cancers in the breast or in the uterus in the name of Jesus. Or the ovaries, any cancers in the testes or the prostate. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power. I command you to loose God's people in the name of Jesus. Any cancer in the brain, the kidneys, the liver, the lungs, the stomach, the colon, the intestines, I break your power. I rebuke you. Any leukemia, any cancer in the lymph nodes, any cancers of the skin, I break your power. I command you to. I break the power of cancer. I curse cancer. I rebuke it. I smash you off of God's people in Jesus' name. All diabetes, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I speak to the pancreas. I say, wake up. Do your job in Jesus' name. I bless each pancreas in this room in Jesus' name. I affirm the pancreases, I say, do your job in Jesus' name. Do your job in Jesus' name. Do your job in Jesus' name. Regulate the body appropriately. I command all diabetes to go. I loose God's people from diabetes in Jesus' name. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. Go, go, all diabetes, go in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you and break your power. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All deafness, difficulty hearing in the name of Jesus, loss of hearing. I break the power of deafness and loss of hearing in Jesus' name. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. We speak to the ears to be opened in Jesus' name. We bless the ears. We bless the ear canal. We bless the little bones in the ears, the membranes, everything in the name of Jesus. Any blockages in the ear, we clear it in the name. We say, be cleared in the name of Jesus and hear. Hear, ears, in Jesus' name. Hear in the name of the Lord. We bless every heart in this room. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke all heart disease in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you for mercy where we have been, where we have abused our body, where we have been irresponsible in the name of Jesus, where we have not been responsible with our bodies. We ask you for mercy, Lord Jesus, and we ask you for healing. In the name of Jesus, we speak to cholesterol levels. We say be lowered in Jesus' name. Whatever organs regulate cholesterol, work properly to regulate cholesterol in Jesus' name. We speak to blood pressure. We say be lowered in Jesus' name to normal and appropriate levels. In the name of Jesus, we speak to the valves of the heart. We bless the valves of the heart. We speak blessings over the valves of the heart that they would operate properly. We speak blessings over the blood vessels that bring blood to the heart in Jesus' name. We say, be opened and be well in Jesus' name. We bless the hearts of God's people in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of any aneurysm in Jesus' name. Any aneurysm or pre-aneurysm condition in any person in this room in Jesus' name. We bless that blood vessel. And in Jesus' name, we proclaim healing in the name of Jesus. We proclaim a reduction of that aneurysm and a strengthening of that blood vessel in Jesus' name. Bless you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. We bless the blood vessels. We break the power of stroke in the name of Jesus. Any stroke or pre-stroke condition, we command you to loose, God's people. In the name of Jesus, we say no stroke in this room. In the name of Jesus, we bless the blood vessels in the head. In the name of Jesus, we bless the blood vessels in the neck, that carotid artery, in Jesus' name. Okay, that's enough. Let's all stand. Raise your hands up. Say, thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. A little bit louder. Hallelujah. Now really loud. Hallelujah! Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Bless you. Bless you. Blessings, God's people. Should we pray for the meal? Is it time to eat? Okay. Father, I thank you for the ministry today, all the folks that have ministered here in this room and upstairs. And Father, we just pray that you'd seal what's been done in the Spirit. Father, we pray for the ministry tonight, and we ask you for your blessing on this food in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all are dismissed to go eat.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com or LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.